Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, and it's syndicated, 6 cities, 10 stations strong, on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. So very glad to have you here. Extraordinarily happy to have you guys here this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me. It's April 4th, 2017, kind of dreary and dull and dreary in the Northeast, but we're going to try to make it happen for you right here on the Ron Kelly show. Oh, man, there's so much going on. My head is about to explode. There is so much going on right now here in the United States of America. You know, the land of the free, the home of the brave. You know, we're fortunate to be living in the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. Again, land of the free, home of the brave, the birthplace of democracy. We have a mountain out west. 4 presidents' heads are on the side of the mountain. These presidents are supposed to be the greatest presidents of our history, greatest presidents in American history. But there's some flaws to this great society that we live in, and they couldn't be more on display than they are right now. So imagine, you know, United States of America has always been the shining city on a hill, according to the great Ronald Reagan. And I liked Ronald Reagan. Don't get me wrong. I liked Ronald Reagan a lot. This show isn't about Democrat or Republican. It's about right and wrong. That's what it's about. It's about right and wrong. Now, you know, this country has always been the birthplace of democracy, the place that you know, we always, here as Americans, we like to go on to other countries, China, you know, communist countries, Russia, China, Cuba, and we, you know, in order to make deals with them, they have to get in line with their human rights. And we point our fingers at these countries and say, you got to get it right. You have to do A, B, or C. You have to get it right. And they laugh at us. They laugh at us. Because look at what's going on in the United States of America today. You know, what must the communist countries be thinking about America right now? With all that's going on, with the finger pointing and the, you know, the Trump, Russia, and you know, the fights and just fight after fight after fight. Now, it's like a big, great big food fight down in Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America, the great United States. So we have some issues here in this country right now. We'll talk about it. We'll get into it a little bit later on in the program. You know, we'll talk about Taylor Two Trumps. Which one do you believe? Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes, following in Roger Ailes' footsteps. We'll talk about that. Opiates versus crack. I saw a very interesting PBS article. PBS, you can read it at pbs.org. Opiates versus crack. Is there more action being taken because white folks are dying more than blacks? We'll talk about that. And the Trump border wall is leaving some people in a lurch. And this is so much to talk about. We'll get to it. Let me start with this now. You know, United States of America, greatest country on earth. We like to point our fingers at different countries, and, you know, communists, and, you know, the countries that don't have the Constitution, that don't have the forefathers, the history of the forefathers who got together and gathered together and wrote the Constitution, and then the amendments that followed. And we like to point our fingers at people, but there's a lot going on in this country that it just makes other countries laugh. You know, this Trump presidency is one of the finger pointing in all this. But this, you know, as great as this country is, there's still a lot going on. And I love America. Don't get me wrong. I love this country, despite its flaws and its, you know, but there are flaws. There are flaws in this country. And this is something that we have to get, you know, get a hold of. So these other countries are looking at us. They're like, wait a minute, like, hold it. You know, you want to chastise us on human rights. Look what you're doing to your people. You know, at one time, slaves were, it was a law. It was a long time ago, but at one time it was a law. And see, this is what these countries are looking at. They're saying, hold it. Who are you to be the moral compass for the world with all that you've done? You know what I'm saying? All that you've done, all that the United States of America has done. Now, do they have a point? Maybe. Maybe they do. But a lot's been done in this country, and you know, the United States of America is the best place in the world to live. But there's a lot going on here. And like I said, we'll get into the Trump nonsense a little bit later on, and all the other things I want to talk about. There's a lot here I got to get through in the next 53 minutes. So let me move on. Now, you know, the United States of America is about, you see, it's not about, you know, I mentioned slavery, but it's not about black and white anymore. I mean, it is to a degree on a, you know, on a street level. But on a high level, it's not about black and white. It's about who has and who hasn't. Who had the haves and the have-nots. That's basically what it's about. That's what it's about today. So we have the greatest democracy on earth, but there's still a lot of problems. Still a lot of problems. And, you know, take the justice system, for example. Take the justice system. Now you have, take O.J. Simpson. Now O.J. Simpson was black, right? But see, O.J. Simpson had the money. And any other black man would have been underneath the jail. Now, O.J. Simpson did go back and do something stupid, and he wound up back in jail again. But anybody, any other black man would have been history if he didn't have the money. So, O.J. Simpson, you know, football player, jumping over suitcases in the Hertz commercials and airports, star running back, Heisman Trophy winner, and so on and so forth. It's said that he killed somebody, two people. But O.J. Simpson had money. He had money to buy the Dream Team. Barry Sheck and some of the other people F. Lee Bailey, the Giants, Johnny Cochran, and these people. And Robert Kardashian, the Dream Team, they call him. And see, he had the money. He had the money to buy the best defense ever. And he got off because he had the money. And see, we have a justice system. It's not living in justice at all. It's liberty and justice for some, those of you who can purchase it. So these are the things that people who don't live here, these are the things that outside people are looking at. Like, wait a minute. You know, you say you're so great and you're so wonderful, but people have to buy their freedom. Like O.J. Simpson did. You know, like Ethan Couch did. Google it. Ethan Couch, who was a who got drunk and ran over four people and killed them on the side of the road. People who had broke down. Killed them. But the parents had money. And what did he get? Probation. Because the parents had money. And then he ran away to Mexico. I mean, he went and got him, but he didn't, he's like getting treated half as bad as somebody who didn't have, as a matter of fact, he wouldn't have got probation if he didn't have the money. He wouldn't have got probation. And O.J. Simpson wouldn't have got off. So this is the great democracy that we have here. This is the great society, United States of America, that we have here, where you got the money to buy the best defense that you can, you know, the money can buy, you can get away with murder. You can get away with whatever you want to get away with if you've got the money. And in most cases, If you got the money and the fame, you can get away with stuff. Now, you know, you can look, there's some people who didn't. Like Bernie Madoff never would have got off, no matter how much money he had, because he hurt a lot of people. You know, some of these, Kozlowski and some of these people, the Tyco CEO who went to jail for 99 years for spending the money, embezzling at Tyco. So some people do get, you know, when you hurt a lot of people, you're going to jail no matter what. But in some cases, if you have the money, you can get away with it. But if you don't have the money, like this young man who was held in Rikers Island for 3 years because he didn't have $3,000 and who committed suicide after he got out of prison because he was kept in solitary confinement for 2 years, 3 years. He didn't have money. So he wound up staying in jail for 3 years for $3,000. Didn't even go to court, not once. You know, so if you don't have the money, you fall between the cracks in this great society we have here in the United States of America. You fall between the cracks. So are we setting a good, you know, are we like the father that's smoking weed and is telling the kid not to do it? You know, while you're blowing smoke in his face? Is that what we're about here in the United States of America? Is that what this is about? You know, I love this country. But you can't be wagging your finger in somebody else's face if your own backyard, you know, has grass and weeds all over the place. So anyway, that's the end of my rant. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. This portion of the Ron Kelly Show, not that portion, but this portion is brought to you by Media Graphics. And this is a company I use, Media Graphics, smart posters, smart banners, video and digital displays. Give Jim Offutt, that's OFFUTT, give him a call, 973-777-2202, 973-777-2202, or go to the website, www.mediagraphics.net, mediagraphics.net, and the email address is media55@AOL.com, media55@AOL.com. Just about 13 minutes past the hour of 3 p.m. It's Tuesday afternoon, and you know what time it is. It's time for the Ron Kelly Show that airs here every Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. All right, the phone number here is 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. We don't have a lot of guests here. This is, you know, this is one of those shows where we don't have a lot of guests, but, you know, we just don't really do that here. But anyway, glad to have you here. You can like the Ron Kelly Show on Twitter at Ron Kelly Show, and on Facebook, it's The Ron Kelly Show. All right, good to have you here, everybody. So much going on. This, oh, man, it's breathtaking, actually, what's going on. In the White House in Washington today. Absolutely breathtaking with all that's going on. Yeah. And it needs to stop. You know, really. It needs to stop. This stuff needs to stop with his accusations flying back and forth and filibusters against the Supreme Court nominee. All of this stuff needs to stop. No. A little bit later on in the program, we're going to talk about the PBS.org. We're going to talk about the article that was written about crack versus opiates and all the love that's being shown to people who are. Let me put it like this: the gist of the article was to highlight the difference between crack and opiates, because you know now you have this Narcan, you're putting it in the schools, the police have it, et cetera, et cetera, and there are some who are wondering why there is love being given to. One drug, but not the other. Because with crack, it was super predators and Rockefeller drug laws and all of this type of stuff. It was a scourge of the, you know, nobody really, it seemed like nobody really cared. All the press was negative when it came to crack. And I'm not saying it should have been positive, but it was negative. It was negative. And, you know, this is something that they highlighted. I'm surprised that actually on this whole thing at all. Because you can read it on PBS.org. And it's the it says there was no wave of compassion when addicts were hooked. Which there wasn't. Which there absolutely was not. Now, there was, you know, faced with a rising national wave of opioid addiction and its consequences, families and law enforcement political leaders around the country are linking arms to save souls. But 30 years ago, it was a different story. And I really want you guys to check this out. As a matter of fact, this was written, it was written when Obama was still president. And it was written on a day that President Obama announced plans to expand drug treatment centers and increase the use of drugs that reverse the effect of opioids like heroin, OxyContin, and Percocet. See, these are what white folks are using, for the most part. I'm not saying that they're the only ones to use. Everybody was using them. But white folks were using these drugs because they didn't want to take a chance of going into the inner cities. And because, you know, when a white person in the ghetto is going to stand out. So communities across the country are developing new approaches right now to this epidemic in an attempt to support addicts, helping them in the treatment instead of arrest. Now, this wasn't the case with crack. This wasn't the case. You know, because when crack was out, it was tough on crime, super predators, drug czar, Rockefeller laws, you know. The Kroger, the grocery store chain, not around here on the East Coast, but Kroger out west, Midwestern grocery store chain, has even decided to put heroin overdose drug naloxone, available without a prescription. They're putting that drug, well, actually it's narcolone, what the police use. It's available without a prescription. So like a family, say your kid is on drugs or whatever, he sniffs coke, sniffs dope rather, you can go to Kroger's, the grocery store, and buy the heroin overdose drug off the rack. Now, faced this rising wave of addiction, misery, crime, and death, our nation has virtually like linked arms. Senators and CEOs, Midwestern pharmacies, and even tough on crime Republican presidential candidates spoke about moving with compassion about real people crippled with addiction. Now, it wasn't always like this. 30 years ago, America was facing a similar wave of addiction, death, and crime. And the response was completely different. When you turned the TV on, you saw endless images of black rabid bodies. New Jack City, Pookie. Remember Pookie? It was Chris Rock, rather, in the movie. And we learned the words crack baby. That's when crack baby came out. And see, and then when addiction was a black problem, there was no wave of compassion. Instead, we were warned of super predators, young, faceless black men wearing bandanas, and sagging jeans. So we'll take a break. We'll get back to this. We got a whole lot more to talk about. The tale of two Trumps. We're going to get to that, O'Reilly. We're going to talk about the Trump border wall. What's going to happen to some people that definitely got a severe case of voter's remorse. We'll take a break, and we'll come right back with all that and more. Right after this break, so don't you go anywhere. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh, no. I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody. Yes, indeed, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. Thank you, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Glad to have you here. On a rainy, well, it's not looking too bad out there. Anyway, it was like monsoony a little bit earlier, but it's kind of lightened up a little bit. All right. It's Ron Kelly Show on Twitter at the Ron Kelly Show. And on Facebook is the Ron Kelly Show. And some guy, I mean, how do you stop a conservative? Some guy was tweeting me to death this morning. I mean, I'm talking about overnight and overnight hours. Tweeting me to death about, just raising some of the most outrageous nonsense. Talk about fake news. You know, oh my God. I mean, some of these other countries, like I ranted about earlier in the program, must really be getting a kick out of all of this. This fake news and fake this and it's fake news. I mean, yeah, there is such a thing as fake news. But fake news comes from these nondescript websites you see, if you happen to be surfing, stuff you see on Facebook. People post stuff on Facebook not knowing the effect that it's going to have on people. And people, just post whatever without checking the facts. And whatever sounds controversial, they just throw it up there for likes or tweets or whatever. But this guy, I mean, Sharia, talking about Sharia law and it's just permeating the web. So to somebody on LinkedIn, I saw a post on LinkedIn. I'm not going to say who posted. I saw a post on LinkedIn this morning about a councilman. And a councilman in Jackson, Mississippi, I think it is. And I'm trying to pull it up right now. The councilman in Jackson, Mississippi. Councilman Kenneth Stokes, by the way. Jackson, Mississippi, wants people to throw rocks at police officers. Because Councilman Stokes says he's tired. He's had enough of their police pursuits always spilling into this town of Jackson, Mississippi. And the police pursuits are putting area residents in danger. So he suggests that we get black leadership together. And as these jurisdictions come into Jackson, and this is not just against white cops, it's against anybody. Throw rocks and bricks and bottles at them. Now, this is really stupid. You know, That will send a message that we don't want you here. Now, that's just dumb. You know, that's just dumb that, you know, you would suggest that people throw rocks and bottles at police officers who are chasing people into the town. It's just stupid. Now, just Councilman Kenneth Stokes. But see, now, someone posted about this this morning on LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is for jobs. It's not for this stuff. But someone posted on LinkedIn about this. Now, which is stupid. I agree. It's very stupid. Councilman Stokes, you're stupid if you're listening to the program. But here's the thing. When the person posted about it, they started with this animal stuff. They posted about Obama, you know, the former Attorney General Holder, and just going on and on. And what does this guy have to do with Obama or Holder? Obama's gone. You know, what is this guy? You know, yeah, he's foolish for making such a, you know, an idiotic statement. But what does this have to do with Obama? What does this have to do with Eric Holder? What does this have to do with Susan Rice, for that matter, which we'll get to a little bit later on in the program? Man, it's just ridiculous. So was your rant about this councilman? Because you wanted to drag everybody else into it? And see, this is the problem. This is part of the problem, what's been happening. Because this country couldn't be more divided right now. So why, if you want to talk about the councilman, okay, but why do you got to drag Obama and everybody else into it? And I was opposed to dragging George Bush into everything when he left office. I was opposed to that. He's gone. That's it. The Trump is gone. I mean, and maybe that's wishful thinking. But Trump's not gone, but Obama's gone. And all this talk about Trump being impeached and all of that, I mean, we need to knock it off. You know, because he's not going to get impeached because they, you know, they have absolute power. They have the Senate, they have the Congress, and they have the White House. So what in the world would make anybody think that Donald Trump will ever be impeached unless, you know, something else comes out about this Trump-Russia connection nonsense? So getting back to the crack versus opiates. Now, back then, 30 years ago, this was a black problem. And there was no national compassion at this time. Instead, it's Hillary Clinton, super predators. You know, young black men with sagging jeans and bandanas. Now, no matter how far from our lives crack was, we were all guilty. You know, people would cross the street and stuff. I remember, you know, I get on the elevator and an older white lady would hold on, clutch her pocketbook just a little bit tighter. I looked at her like, lady, I probably have more money in my pocket than you do. Now, African Americans back then were cast as pathological, and the crack epidemic was evidence of moral failure of welfare mothers and rock slinging thugs, and a reason to cut off any help. So it was left our own devices to black people to get themselves out of the epidemic. You know, so it was like this Escape from New York. Do you remember the movie Escape from New York where they put a big wall around New York and just left everybody in there? No guards, no food, no power. You know, so it was kind of like the same thinking. Now, police chiefs now were facing this heroin addiction, and this isn't in the city. These are in, you know, Main Street USA. And now they're responding with this. They're not provoking war, but they're trying to save people and get people into rehab. So now crime is understood as an addiction, not as a scourge or as a moral failure. You know, so one narcotics in the officer once said about what's going on today that these are people, they have a purpose in life, and we can't look at it any other way. So, you know, so what happens next? Drug court. We didn't have drug court back then. You know, we didn't have drug court back then. We had jail. We had Rockefeller laws. That's what we had. That's what we had. We didn't have what people are getting today. See, because, and it's not, you know, and I don't want to, you know, make it look like a black-white thing, but it is. And, you know, we had somebody who a young man who gets busted with 800 bags of dope and gets drug court. Drug court for 800 bags of heroin, $8,000. You can Google it. Drug court. So this is being treated different now with heroin versus crack. Heroin is being treated different now because white people are dying. And I don't, again, this isn't a black and white show, and I'm not a militant or anything like that, but there was no sympathy with people who were on crack back in the day. No sympathy. None. So now, you know, and people are resentful because now they're looking at this and they're saying, wow, now they got this. I mean, they have an anti-OD drug in a supermarket. You know, white heroin addicts got overdose treatment, rehab, and reincorporated into community. Black drug users got jail. And the Nancy Reagan just say no. You know? But again, this is a black and white thing, but this is what happened. You know, certain people are dying and certain people are responding by trying to stop it. And suddenly there's an understanding of drug abuse. Not like it was with the super predator and Rockefeller drug laws where powdered coke versus crack. You know, you get caught with powdered coke, you get a lighter coke, you get a lighter sentence. You get caught with crack, you get 50 years. And Obama did what he could trying to let people out of jail, but there's still a whole lot of Rockefeller drug law inmates who got caught up in the matrix and who are still in jail. Okay, so it's equal pay day. You know, today is equal pay day. And it's supposed to be for women who are equal pay day is was created to try to bridge the gap between men and women ready to pay. Equal pay day actually marks the discrepancies, wage discrepancies that exist between men and women in the workforce. Now, the reason why equal pay day is on a Tuesday in April, it was started by the National Committee on Pay Equity 21 years ago to highlight the gap between men's and women's wages. Now, Equal Pay Day is held every April to symbolize how far into the year women need to work to make what men did in the previous year, according to the NCPE. Now, it's always on Tuesday to represent how far into the next work week women must work to earn what men earned the previous week. So, in other words, because women earn less on average, they must work longer for the same pay. Okay, so that means, so I guess Gisele Bündchen, who's one of the richest women on richest model in the world, I guess she doesn't have to worry about this. But this was signed into law in 1963. John F. Kennedy signed this law to make it illegal to pay women lower rates for the same job as their male counterparts. And at the time, women earned 59% of men's wages. By 2000, women earned 74% of men's wages. But so today on Equal Pay Day, Trump, in his infinite wisdom, pulls the plug on the Obama, pulls the trug on the Obama era executive order that stated that companies doing business with the government had to implement these protections for women. So what does Trump do? Pulls the plug. Those apply. So now, on Equal Pay Day, Trump pulls the plug on the Obama-era executive order, and now there is no equal pay. There won't be any equal pay for, you know, there won't be any restrictions on people who do business with the government because Trump, you know, put the kibosh to that. So equal pay day, and Trump continues to slash and gash the Obama era protections. Some of them are always saying, you need to look those up. You know, if you listen to the program, you need to look those up. You need to Google Trump executive orders, and you'll see it's alarming. And you'll see that there's a lot of things that have been pulled. The rug has been pulled out from under you with the Trump administration. So Fox News, Bill O'Reilly following in the steps of Roger Ailes, who was the president of Fox News, who was ceremoniously kicked to the curb because of the Megyn Kelly incident, where Roger Ailes was alleged to have put the hit on Megyn Kelly. And when she refused, he got her fired or ended her contract. So, you know, Roger Ailes is now not there. So Bill O'Reilly, and see, and this is what happens. You know, you're just what happened with Tony Romo, for example. And I say this to say that you know, you don't know when the curtain is going to come down on you. Like it did on Tony Romo. This is a sports show. Tony Romo, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. On comes a fourth round draft pick that takes his job away from him. Now he's going into broadcasting. A fourth round rookie takes his job. So you're only as safe as your presence on the job today. Tomorrow you might be gone. But anyway, Bill O'Reilly is alleged to have molested or attempted to molest a group of women at Fox News. And Fox News it's being reported that Fox News had to pay $13 million to these women. And one of the lawyers was Lisa Bloom, who was the daughter of the shark. Well, I don't want to call her a shark, but the daughter of the woman who puts fear, strikes fear in the heart of male lawyers, who is Gloria Allred. Lisa Bloom is the daughter of Gloria Allred, who is feared in the legal community. So Bill O'Reilly, and so Fox News wound up paying $13 million to these women to settle the claims against Bill O'Reilly. Yeah. And see, these are people who really don't have to, you know, Bill O'Reilly, with the money he has, he can get anybody he wants, as long as he can pay, you know. Roger Ailes, I mean, a lot of these people who get caught up in these things, it's just so stupid. But anyway, so it's being reported. And I want to see what Bill O'Reilly has to say if he makes a commentary about this on his show, about what happened. But yeah, Bill O'Reilly is, Fox News and these, you know, Fox and Friends, I call them Fox and Fools, Fox and Friends, and these people who just, they want to make themselves spectacular, high moral fiber and so high above anybody else. And then the truth always comes out. Always. And see, this is what's happened with him right now. The truth has come out. So he who lives in glass houses should not, Bill O'Reilly, throw stones. So anyway, we'll take another break. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of the program. And this is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Chicken, shortbread, bread, nutty nut bar. How many chicken? snickerdoodle, shuck back, crunchy nut bars, having treats in the cookie jar. One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back.
Welcome. Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yesterday's Ron Kelly Show. You know, I got to find some of the other drops and stuff. I'm playing the same drops over and over again. I'm getting bored with them myself. I do have some more on my, on the creator. I need to bone that up. Anyway, we're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's about 17 minutes for the hour of 4 p.m. It's April 4th, 2017. And glad to have you guys here. Appreciate it. It's the Ron Kelly Show every Tuesday. You can follow me on Twitter, Ron Kelly Show, and on Facebook, it's The Ron Kelly Show. You can leave your comment there. Or you can call the program, 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. That's not for you, Bo, from Howard Stern Show, who called. But, it's Howard Stern, so what can I say? Anyway, so some Trump voters. This is, oh boy, some Trump voters are upset because the wall will make them in Mexico. Donald Trump tries to move forward with his promised border wall, but I believe CNN spoke with families who've been through this before and others, mostly Trump voters, who are at the risk of having the wall cut through their property, leaving some of their homes on the Mexican side of the wall. Now, a CNN analysis of lawsuits filed the last time the government seized land to build a border fence 11 years ago found that property owners who fought to keep their land always lost, and that the government often offered them thousands of dollars less than what the land was worth. Many court battles dragged on for years, stalling construction at times, according to a review of more than 400 federal lawsuits, and a lot of them are the litigation is continuing today. And the Republicans, they seem to have all the taxpayer money in the world to fight legal battles. And there are some Trump supporters who live on the border whose houses, if the wall comes through their property, their house can wind up in Mexico. I mean, just ridiculous. Just absolutely ridiculous. And one person, Jeremy Bernard, the Riverbend Resort and Golf Club, it's a mobile home park actually, was spared in 2006 when the current wall was stopped on one side of the property and picked up again on the other side. But if Trump border wall goes through, most of the residents will be living in Mexico. If the border wall goes through the place this time, most of the residents will be living in Mexico. And these are for Trump supporters. Trump overwhelmingly took Texas from Hillary Clinton. So this is, it just doesn't get any worse, you know. It just doesn't get any worse. And, you know, and I'm going to, let me play this clip, because Trump, with when he was running for president, candidate Trump talked a lot about President Obama's golf outings. And this is what Trump said at one of his rallies when he was candidate Trump. And that was Taylor Two Trumps here. This is what candidate Trump said at one of his rallies.
I love golf, and I have some of the greatest golf courses in the world. I own Doral. I own some of the great one of Turnberry in Scotland, where they have the British Open. Some of the greatest British Opens in the history of golf. I mean, some of the great Jack Nicklaus against Tom Watson. They say the Duel in the Sun, right, folks? The Duel in the Sun, the greatest tournament ever played was at Turnberry. The Duel in the Sun, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson. So I have the greatest stuff. But you know what? And I love golf. But if I were in the White House, I don't think I'd ever see Turnberry again. I don't think I'd ever see Doral again. I own Doral in Miami. I don't think I'd ever see many of the places that I have. I don't ever think I'd see anything. I just want to stay in the White House and work my ass off, make great deals, right? Who's going to leave? Who's going to leave?
Now, you can't make this stuff up, people. You can't make this stuff up. I'll never see a golf course again if I get in the White House. I'm going to work my ass off. Who wants to leave the White House? You do, because you've left 11 times in the last 14 weeks. I mean, so this is the hypocrisy. And it just, you know, the Trump, and Trump, just like Trump sold the banks a bill of goods when he went into bankruptcy and he convinced these banks to loan him all this money so he can get out from under the bankruptcy. And, you know, it's the same dog and pony show he put on for the people all across America, the 60 some odd million voters who got duped. And the Texas border inhabitants who may wind up in Mexico if the wall goes through their property. And there's some already who have to say, so there's some people already who are on the other side of the border, and they have a code that they have to use to come into America, coming through this gate to come into America. It's unreal. And these are Trump supporters. So all the women who voted for Trump, who got that, the protections lifted by now President Trump for companies who did business with the United States of America, you know, you can thank the president for that too. So this is all part of the, you know, just the you know, you just can't make stuff up. You all heard it. He just said that he would work his ass off if he was in the White House. Who would want to leave the White House? I wouldn't have time for golf. He said that a lot. You see, a lot of the things that President Trump said about President Obama, he's doing the same thing. Look how many times he's gone down to Mar-a-Lago. Left, you know, and every time he goes, it costs a lot of money. And I'm hearing about some of the other things that go down there in Palm Beach where he is. Sheriff's departments have to close off streets so nobody can go down the streets when he's there. Nobody can fly over the president's head when he's there. You know, businesses suffer in that area because, and you won't have any access to the area where the president is. And then you have Melania, who's in New York, and she stays in Trump Tower, so the New York City Police Department has to worry about her. It's just outrageous. See, all the things that Trump bashed Obama about is what eventually he did himself. You know, and so this is the whole, and this is why people became so disenchanted with politics in the first place, because the hypocrisy. You have Senator, the Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell going around saying that Neil Gorsuch will be confirmed. Last year, he said Merrick Garland won't be confirmed. They didn't even want to hear it with Merrick Garland. The poor guy didn't even get a listen. So for 10 months, they didn't even look at the guy. You know, now, President Obama knew You know, I, if I was Merrick Garland, I might have turned the president down, because President Obama had to know that they weren't going to do anything. He had to know. So Merrick Garland was just I wouldn't say the president used him, but he was just he wound up being a symbol. And did the Republicans pay for that? No. They didn't pay. They went on about their business. So, this whole thing with, it's embarrassing, actually. This whole thing that's going on right now in Washington, now it's Susan Rice. You know, it started out with Trump in Russia, then it became Obama wiretapping. Now it's Susan Rice. Now they're talking about the Eric Prince, who owns Blackwater, Blackwater, which is the mercenary type firm that was used during the Iraq War, and probably some other places. Now, I mean, it's just on and on and on and on and on. And then it depends on who you listen to or who you watch or whatever. So you can make a determination about who's right and who's wrong. So I guess it depends on who you listen to. If you listen to Fox, Obama was a wiretapper. If you listen to NBC, MSNBC, Trump is a colluded with the Russians. But the whole thing is just theater. The whole thing is just so ridiculous. President Obama did not wiretap Trump. You have Senator Rand Paul, who says that it was sour grapes at Obama on the way. Come on. This is so stupid. Obama could care less. He went on to look at the book deal, $60 million, him and his wife. you were president for 8 years. What did he care about Trump being president? What did President Obama care? He didn't care. Now you have Senator Rand Paul running around here, running his mouth, saying that he believes that Trump was wiretapped. Maybe if the president, the now president and his people, if they weren't, is it possible that they could have been surveilled because, or the people they were meeting with were being surveilled? Is it possible that they could have been surveilled because of it? Yeah, sure. It's possible. We don't know that for sure, but it's possible. But we had James Comey, the FBI director, and he went up to Capitol Hill and he said this.
Director Comey, I want to begin by attempting to put to rest several claims made by the president about his predecessor, namely that President Obama wiretapped his phones. So that we can be precise, I want to refer you to exactly what the president said and ask you whether there is any truth to it. First, the president claimed, quote, terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism, unquote. Director Comey, was the president's statement that Obama had his wires tapped in Trump Tower a true statement?
With respect to the president's tweets about alleged wiretapping directed at him by the prior administration, I have no information that supports those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside the FBI. The Department of Justice has asked me to share with you that the answer is the same for the Department of Justice and all its components. The department has no information that supports those tweets.
Okay. Yeah, no information. This is the FBI director. No information. No information that President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower. See, so it should have ended right there. It should have ended right there. See, now, it's pick your poison time. When Director Comey went and said, oh, wait a minute, the Hillary Clinton investigation is not over. The Republicans loved it. They would have thrown a ticker tape parade for him, for Director Comey, if it was possible. They would have thrown a parade. But then, they believe that. Why can't they believe this? Because they don't want to believe it. Because it's a Trumpian diversionary tactic. And, you know, you got to give, you know, I got to give Trump credit. You got to give him, you know, you got to give him a little credit for this. Pulling this off. Because it worked. And he did divert attention from the Russian thing. And the Russian thing is taking a back seat now. This issue, this situation with Representative Nunes, who's the chair of the Intel Committee, who ran to the White House, and there's all kinds of cloak and dagger and smoke and mirrors type of situations going on right now. So you know, this is you need a scorecard to keep up with everybody who's playing in the game. Now, General Flynn, who was National Security Director, says, oh, yeah, I'll testify for immunity. And the conservatives jump right on, oh, well, you know, I don't blame him. I would ask for immunity, too, because, you know, because it's fake news and you know, it might be a fake trial. And it won't be a fake prison, though. It'll be real. And I'm not saying a man should go to prison. I don't advocate that anybody goes to prison. But this whole thing is just, you know, it's an embarrassment what's going on in America right now. It's an embarrassment.
I'm here, what, 64 days? I never said repeal and replace Obamacare. You've all heard my speeches. I never said repeal it and replace it within 64 days. I have a long time.
Obamacare is going to be repealed and replaced. Obamacare We're going to have a strong country again, and Obamacare has to go. We can't afford it. It's no good. You're going to end up with great health care for a fraction of the price, and that's going to take place immediately after we go in. Okay? Immediately. Fast. Quick.
Okay. I never said I was going to do it on the first day. Really? It's like there's no video, like there's no audio that tells us exactly what you said. But see, but the Trump supporters will make an excuse for that too. They'll make an excuse for that too, because that's what it is. These are all the people who hated on Trump, Rand Paul, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, all these people who stood back 500 feet from Trump until he became president. Now they're all, you know, kissing his ring like they do the Pope. So, yeah, I know, 90 seconds left of the program. So this is all just so ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. The finger pointing and the accusations. Susan Rice was a national security advisor for how long? And then they're still talking about Benghazi and what? Oh, God. It's just ridiculous. I don't know. Anyway, that's it. We're going to wrap this thing up. Thanks for the program. So I want to thank everybody for joining me this afternoon. It's the Ron Kelly Show every Tuesday, 3 p.m. on blog.com on the American Broadcast Network. Shout out to Jason and the crew down in FLA. All right, so we'll see you back here next Tuesday afternoon for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, you know, lay in a big supply of Advil, because if you watch the news like I do, you're going to get an awful lot of headaches. So we'll see you back here next week. Don't forget, follow the radio show on Twitter. It's Twitter, it's Ron Kelly Show, and on Facebook, it's The Ron Kelly Show. Leave your questions, comments. The Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. All right, everybody, take care of yourself. Be well. And remember, just try to be safe out there. See you next week.